This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An 83-year-old man died, and an 18-year-old woman received non-life-threatening injuries in a crash in Washera County Monday afternoon. The accident happened at about 2:45 in the town of Deerfield, which is not far from Wautoma. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing their investigation, but evidence suggests the vehicles collided head-on. It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite, wear sunscreen, and stay hydrated even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child. See our story at WISS.fm for more safety tips. Winter brings colder temperatures and darker days, and Wisconsinites might find themselves paying more for electricity and heating. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some energy-saving tips to help residents keep their utility bills down. To put a dent in a higher-than-usual bill, DNR officials are suggesting doing things like lowering thermostats when leaving your home, keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight to heat the home, and check your home for cracks or holes that may be allowing heat out and the cold in. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority have announced $2 million in grant funding to improve living conditions for those struggling with housing insecurity. According to a press release, 52 organizations across the state will receive a portion of the funding for projects that improve emergency shelters, transitional housing, and extremely low-income housing. Access to affordable housing has become a major issue in many areas as the unhoused population continues to grow across the state. A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. Here's Derek Tritz.
A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public, however, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
The Oshkosh Area School District receives $35,000 in funding from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The grant is part of an opioid abuse prevention effort. Superintendent Dr. Brian Davis announced the award at last week's school board meeting.
This award not only reflects the pressing need for such initiatives in our community and our schools, but also demonstrates an ongoing commitment to improving student well-being and academic success.
The grant will be used to support programs and services focused on preventing opioid abuse. While the NFL seems to have the Super Bowl on its mind, the city of Green Bay, its organizations, and the community are thinking ahead to the NFL Draft 2025. Green Bay Councilmember and President of On Broadway, Brian Johnson, says programming plans are underway.
When we look at programming, we recognize that there are people in our community that can benefit from this event as well. And we'll want to participate. We have folks from out of town that be looking for things to do. But we know that when they're at the draft, they want to be at the draft. So our programming efforts are really focused on the hours that are before and after.
The NFL Draft 2025 comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th at Titletown in Lambeau Field. Do you shop at Aldi? You may want to check your freezer for a frozen product contaminated with metal pieces. Melissa Kay has the story.
If you have frozen chicken and cheese taquito products in your freezer from Aldi, you'll want to check the package. There's a recall on Quesa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos produced on July 3rd and September 25th. Over 24,000 pounds of taquito products are being recalled. They have Best Buy dates of 7/3/25 and 9/25/25 on the bottom panel. A consumer found a piece of metal in the chicken and cheese taquito, and another person reported a dental injury from the product. If you have these in your freezer, you should throw them out or return them to the Aldi where you purchased them.
Genpact RW Services, a global company with multiple office locations across the United States, has announced that 54 Wisconsin remote workers will be permanently laid off. The 54 workers received direction from the company's offices in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The layoffs will begin March 10th of this year. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced that the U.S. Department of Transportation is making an over $38.6 million investment into Amtrak's Borealis service, which runs from Chicago to Minneapolis with 8 stops in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. This federal investment will support new service rollout efforts of the Borealis line, which fills existing schedule gaps in Wisconsin's commuter rail service. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It would be easy to make a joke about Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, if it was a box office bomb. You could say something like, Den of Thieves 2, Panterrible, bombed at the box office. Unfortunately, for joke purposes, the film did well and led the way this past weekend with over $15 million at the gate after pulling in actually better reviews than the first installment. It was the only film released this past weekend that opened wide. Following this week's number one to round out the top five are sequels, prequels, and a famous tragic villain that have all been reviewed well and are showing some box off his legs. It was Mufasa the Lion King coming in second place with just over $13 million in sales in its fourth week of release. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 finished with $11 million at the box office. Also in its fourth week on the big screen, Focus Features Nosferatu finished in fourth place with $6.8 million at the box office. Moana 2 finished in the number 5 spot with $6.5 million at the box office in its seventh week of release. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothée Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few flurries this morning. It'll be partly cloudy all day, and it will be cold. Our high 16 with a wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 2 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.